Christmas worry. This is the Jesus Fiends, Christ casting from God Bay 2A, a heaven's length above the firmament at Interfaith Desert Studios. We grace your jingle bellums by toasting your chestnuts with redemptive radio waves. Please buckle your Santa straps now. We spike your eggnog into a tasty and toasty 777 degrees Kelvin to keep a tabernacle of statheism out of your head. Can you feel the spirit? Is it working within you? Has your heart enlarged?
Hallelujah, brother.
Me be praised.
Nima.
Yes. Okay, do you want to read the rest too?
Yeah. It is. I want to say, though, that this is the Freedom Fiends Christmas pageant written by Steve Miller Miller. Yeah, except for the intros, which Nima wrote. So go ahead, finish it, brother man.
Yes. The Freedom Pharisees is covered by a BIPCOT no-gov license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. Trigger warning, this is the Freedom Fiends. Welcome, one and all.
Worms. Who we got worms here? This is Michael Dean. And we got two people that aren't on very often, used to be on a lot. We got Deborah Jean Dean, DJ Dean. Say hi, baby.
Good evening, everyone.
We got Nima Vidati back from, where did I say he was back from?
Purgatory? All founding fiends are here today.
Yes.
On a special day.
He's the ghost of Christmas past. He's back. Yeah. We got Steve Miller Miller. You there, Miller?
Yeah, indeed I am. Christmas is about spending time with your family, and if that's the original fiends, then so be it.
Yep.
Amen.
And we have a newly minted fiend, Lisa. You there?
Hi.
Lisa DeLascio. Hey.
I'm here.
And Jim Jesus, who is fresh from a stint of changing octogenarian diapers at his day job to be the ghost of Trump present. That'll come a little later.
Yep. Lisa, your baby's first fiend miss ornament should arrive in the mail pretty soon.
Yes, by fiend drone.
Awesome.
So should mine by that logic, but yes.
We literally have Jesus on our Christmas show.
We do.
It's got to be a historical event in radio.
Yeah. Jim Jesus. If we got Bernie Sanders, we could also have a Jewish carpenter.
No, not on any show I'm on.
You won't share a stage. You're not Black Lives Matter.
So Figgy Plum. I mean, Steve Miller Miller.
Wow, I'm a little triggered by that, Figgy Plum.
Why? So they used to call you while they beat you up around Christmas in grade school?
Yeah, every Christmas they would say, Figgy Plum, get over here. I'm going to roast your chestnuts on an open fire. And yeah, I'm very triggered. I'm extremely triggered. Maybe I'll be on Tumblr. But
besides, you already know my opinion on figs, right?
Yeah, I know you on grinders.
Figs. Oh, figs.
Jesus, figs. Get it?
See figs is one letter off from being very triggered, you know? It's just one letter.
One
the ear to the ass sound, you know? It's a rough
sound?
Time.
Ah, sound?
Wow.
Can you say it on radio? Sound.
We've gone from Grandpa reading the phone book radio to Grandpa clearing his throat radio.
I miss the butt dial days.
Yeah, I want to hear. I want to hear Jesus's opinion on figs. I gotta know now. You always have strong opinions on food.
They all need to be damned. All figs are damned.
Figs be damned.
That fig tree wouldn't grow. I damn thee.
Send all the figs to camps, right?
Yeah. Besides,
hey, Steve Miller Miller.
Fig Newtons aren't good.
No, never mind.
God hates figs.
They're fruit and cake.
Yeah. So what's the plan?
I hear we have a pageant coming up, a Christmas pageant.
Yeah. Indeed.
What's up with that?
We have a Christmas pageant based on Luke 2, for those of you out in Center Alabama listening, or in... I learned today that our show, Freedom Fiends, can be heard in Death Row on Pennsylvania, in Huntington, Pennsylvania. It's this one town, and the main industry there is a major prison. So anybody listening to us in prison at 1 a.m. here in Pennsylvania, want to give a special welcome to you. And we want to dedicate this script based on Luke 2 to you folks. And it's called Freedom Fiends Presents The Birth of Libertarian Jesus.
Maybe they find their salvation.
Yeah.
Hashtag please donate cigarettes. Right.
Yes, well, as it is written, in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. So keep voting, everyone. And everyone went to their town to register.
Yeah, we had to. We were forced to, at gunpoint.
Come on now, Joseph. Don't get so worked up. We're almost to Galilee. Besides, the gun hasn't been invented yet, so no one can compel us to do anything at gunpoint, technically.
Speak up, Mary, like you're on radio. A little louder. All right, go on.
Break character.
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David.
Hey now, let's not make this a racial thing.
He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
We don't need to get into whether I'm the father or not, but as a neo-reactionary fascist Trump supporter, I'll still love the baby as long as it's born with racial characteristics I don't like and isn't born female. But my love will be conditional and conveyed mainly through drunken, oftentimes violent outbursts.
Was Joseph cucked by God?
Yes.
Yes.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. The baby was delivered by libertarians who felt the best way to emulate Ron Paul was to become a licensed obstetrician. She wrapped him in black cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room available for them at the inn.
It's probably for the best. I didn't want to stay at any inn that didn't accept Bitcoin.
But I was extremely pregnant, so I webcammed my cleavage, and I wrote hashtag please donate in the dirt outside their inn, and they agreed to let us stay in the manger.
There were beasts everywhere, and it smelled like beasts. Hillary Clinton's pantsuit. But this baby, this holy baby, came from a long line of yak farmers, so it's best if he was welcomed into the world with livestock.
There was also a free centurion-run hospital a short distance away.
But we're not welfare whores, so we cuddled up right next to the yaks, poop and all.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified, for they had not their bug-out bags, and it seemed to them that the happening was nigh. But the angel said to them,
"Be not afraid. I bring you glad tidings of great joy for all the people. Sheeple no more. Today, in the town of Galilee..." Wait, or was that Keene, New Hampshire? Anyway, "a savior has been born to you. He is the libertarian messiah, the edgelord. This will be a sign unto you. You will find a baby wrapped in black swaddling cloths and lying in a manger, crying about the Federal Reserve."
Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those with his famous favor rest. Please like and share and donate.
Hashtag. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the libertarian Lord has told us about." So they got up from their pornography and hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger hitting a vape pen. But when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
"I kept them encrypted in my heart. I'm no dummy."
The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. And verily it came to pass on that day, these shepherds became the first anarcho-yakitalists.
Smelly kids, but bright. Any man that farms yak is okay with me.
When the boy was 8 days old, it was time to circumcise the child.
And you would not believe how much hate mail we got once people found out we were going to circumcise the kid.
I had no idea so many people cared about baby genitalia.
His name was Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived.
But his full name was Jesus Voluntarius Lysander Freeman.
Verily, we'll be back after this trip to the market. Yay! We're not really going to the market yet, but...
Merry Christmas, yeah. Everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hosanna, Hosanna.
I want to explore the concept, and, yeah, it was. And, I want to explore the concept of that, Joseph was cuckolded by God.
Absolutely.
I've never heard that. Maybe that should be the, well, no, I think we should call this the Christmas pageant episode.
But I don't know. I mean, that's a really great title for something that you're going to share on social media.
But, you know,
it is.
Joseph.
But come on, they didn't have state marriage back then.
I think that's
the world's first cuck.
The world's, yeah.
I can't tell you how funny I think that is.
Yeah. Man.
Not the world's first, but certainly, I mean, if you're going to be cucked by somebody, God.
Yeah,
I guess so.
So what happens later? Is he tempted by the alt-right to come to the dark side?
Or no, what happens is I get a tattoo that says only God can cuck me.
Okay. Okay.
Now, in seminary, when you were in seminary, Steve, and you were in seminary.
In seminary? Oh.
In seminary. Artificial in seminary.
Speaking
when
of
you
that.
Were in seminary, wasn't there a lot of, like, I mean, was it done like you'd imagine it is in the movies where, like, people raise their hand and ask, do puppies go to heaven? You know, so, like, you ask religious questions that you might be asked later. Did you ever have that? And could you have asked about the cuck thing?
It was mostly women, so technically it was an ovary. But no, everyone pretty much just, they beleaguered you with work. So it's a little bit like being in like at Army boot camp, I would imagine, where you don't want to say something in the idea that it might result in additional push-ups. The same way you wouldn't want to ask a question because they might be like, oh, go read this. Because they're already assigning you to read all these books that are just mind-numbingly boring.
Just keep your head down and get through it.
Yeah, you just put your head down and run through it.
All right, we'll be back with more talk of cuckoldry in the original Bible when we get back from this trip to the market.
Fiends.
Yes.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Love the Fiends and want to help out? We do take donations and we put them back into our Liberty Projects. You can make a donation by clicking on the spinning coin on any post. But what if you want to help, but you ain't got no cash? Or you made a donation and you want to help more? Here's how you can help. Download and seed our torrents to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. You can also blog the Fiends and share episode links on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere. You can rate and review our movies on Amazon and IMDb. You can rate and review the Freedom Fiends and our songs on iTunes. That really helps a lot. You can buy our movies and share them with friends or give them out as gifts. And one of the best ways to spread liberty is to buy a bunch of Freedom Fiends buttons and give them out as gifts. Wholesale prices are available, and you can also comment on our site, or better yet, comment about us on other sites. And please email the site link to all your friends. Thanks for helping spread the Fiends message worldwide to as many Liberty people as you can, especially to those who don't yet get it. You rock.
This picture of Donald Trump you sent us all, pointing his finger in the sky with that grimace on his face. What was he talking about? Does anybody know? Like what words were coming out of his mouth?
I think that's when he was doing his live.
Out of my mouth.
Yeah, he was doing his live colonoscopy.
I missed that.
He looks more like he's performing the colonoscopy than receiving it, though.
So we have Donald Trump on the Fiend phone. And he wants to sing a song. Now, why do you want to sing this song, Trump?
Because frankly, it's a wonderful song. I was up all night writing it with Steve Miller, and it's a fabulous song. It's wonderful. I really think it's important to our country that we uncuck the right.
Donald, Steve Miller, Freedom Fiends question here.
Do you have a little press pass in your hat there?
I do.
On your bolo?
I have a thing that says press right. It's in my bolo tie.
Yep.
Donald, why, when you started talking today, did you sound like the Bernie Sanders voice?
Because frankly, we lived down the street from each other. We're wonderful friends. We were wonderful friends. And then, you know, I decided to change parties and hate Obama. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Quite the. I didn't know you were a man of musical talents, though, Mr. Trump. I knew that you were obviously a great leader and a neo-fascist reactionary and all that.
Trump, you ever fly your private jet into Newark Airport?
I've never flown into anything. In fact, I think I have a perfect record of making sure none of my plane crashes into anything, especially in New York.
Because I read today that they've started CBGBs back up at Newark Airport. And, you know, that is kind of like the end times, and you can buy a $14 cheeseburger there. But it also kind of fits, because Newark Airport is kind of like a third world bus station. DJ and I flew through there. Remember, DJ?
I'm still trying to forget that.
It's like the only airport I've ever been to in America other than New Orleans feels like a bus station. But the Newark Airport feels like... there's like sewage in, you know, everywhere. Like, it stinks. There's garbage everywhere. There's people who look like they've had like 4-day layovers, just, you know, camping out, living there. Frankly,
it has everything to do with Christopher Christie. I mean, look at him. He's fat and terrible, and of course he's going to make everything else stink too.
So, can I still go to CBGB's and shoot dope and throw up on the stage now that it's at Newark Airport?
No one would notice.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and I think the baggy challenge
all
was
the world's
crack.
A stage to shoot dope on. And
all right, so I want to play your song. I'm horrified. You know, if Ronald Reagan sang, I wouldn't listen, and probably the same is true of you. But here we go. Ugh, it's your White Christmas. Yep. Here we go. Can we get a tape?
Here we go.
Is that bass player? He's Mexican, right? He can't be here. I'm sorry. I just can't. I'm dreaming of a white nation.
Oh, Donald.
Like Brother Adolf used to know.
Blonde
hair glistens and Aryans listen to hear brown shirts shout Sieg Heil. I'm dreaming of a white nation.
Did he say frankly?
With all
he said
my
frankly.
Friends from the alt right.
Aren't Muslims white?
May your days be merry and bright. And may all your kids' spouses be white.
Wow.
Thank you. And frankly,
wow,
I really do. I sincerely hope that your Christmas is wonderful. By the way, my new book, the bestseller, it's fantastic. It's on sale at Amazon. You can go read it. Freedom Fiends Link has one. I'm sure they can let you use it. I gotta go.
No.
My limo's here.
Not linking it.
I gotta go. Bye.
Get out of here.
Go.
That was terrible.
Leave. You're from the Middle East. What's your driver's license here? Are you white?
I'm from Salt Lake City.
Oh, okay.
That's not the
<You're> really white.
Huh?
And you're really white.
Yeah, I am. That's like the whitest place on earth.
Man, Donald, I think a lot of jello over there. Donald, you have a 2-week ban from the Fiends. Just go away.
Yeah.
That was uncool.
Yeah.
Good riddance.
Wow, that's spanning 2 years.
On the government forms, when you look under races, I'm always like, huh. And so I look at the parentheses. There's a parenthesis like explaining what each race means. And under white, it says traditional peoples of Europe and the Middle East. So, yeah, technically Middle Eastern people, according to the U.S. government, are white.
But not according to Trump. All right. Well, now we're going to go to the trip to the market. And we're not selling Trump's book. We're not going to link it.
No.
Because of...
Ugh. It's our brave act of resistance.
Yeah. We'll be back with more of the Freedom Fiends Christmas pageant after this trip to the market.
Darn fairness doctrine.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to the Freedom Fiends. on the radio, Worms.
I don't have either. Freedom of Fiends. We're back, Steve Villamiller, here with a full studio here tonight in the Fiend Zone. We got Jim Jesus, we got Lisa, we got Nima, we got Michael W. Dean. I'm Steve Miller.
And you forgot one.
2015 saw the
DJ. You
rise.
Forgot DJ.
DJ. Sorry, my apologies. I'm sorry.
No apologies necessary.
Yeah. Let's everyone cheer at once so we can really prove that we're all here. All right?
Yeah! This is way better than the Star Wars Holiday Special.
That's a thing?
You're missing out. You have to watch it. It is so bad, it's great.
Is it old or new? Or is it Lucas? Old, like, is it like prequels? Is Jar Jar Binks in it?
Lucas said that he wanted to actually go around and smash every copy. He said if he had time and money, he would go and find every remaining copy and smash it with a sledgehammer.
Oh, God, I got to see this.
All the lightsabers are red and green only. And
there's no lightsabers.
Steve, tell us about the cyber beggar, the new millennium cyber beggar you met.
Okay, so I had a ghost tour tonight. For those of you who are unaware, I am a tour guide on the ghost tour of Philadelphia. If you come to Philadelphia, there is a tour where for 90 minutes, I will take you around Old City Philadelphia, show you old historic sites, and tell you ghost stories about what happened inside.
Wearing a Fiend Phone button, because it looks like something from The Raven.
While wearing a Fiend Phone button that everyone thinks is from Edgar Allan Poe, correct. I'm surprised you remember that. Anywho.
It's actually a crow, but...
Caca!
Fiend phone. Hey, let's everyone do a caw real quick.
Quote the
I still don't believe everybody's here.
Somebody's
that was a peacock, TJ.
Who's that?
Yo, Michael, like, talk to me on the real. Are you like planning on becoming a team building exercise leader?
Yes.
A parlay.
My sister used to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I hated those.
So anyway, you're doing the ghost tour.
So I do a ghost tour, and I had a ghost tour tonight. There were about 16 people, which is really rare, but it's been warm, so people are willing to...
God, you start telling stories, but you can never finish from standpoint, Steve.
There were a lot of people on the tour, and I'm taking these people around. I'm telling them ghost stories, and up walks this dude tonight. And we get, like, crazies on the tour occasionally, but this guy walks up, and he says, "Hey, man, spare some change. And people are like, "No." And he's like, "Okay, well, would you like a free copy of my ebook about the Illuminati?"
How was he going to give it to you? Was he going to ask for an email, or was he going to beam it to you on a BlackBerry over infrared?
He had a thing that you could scan. He had like a little QR code.
QR code? Nice.
Yep. That you could scan, and then he could also email it to him. And somebody on the tour was like, "If you leave everybody alone, I'll read your ebook. Like, swear to God, I'll read your ebook." So he said,
"Well, Bitcoin Not Bombs was trying to get homeless in San Francisco to use Bitcoin. Maybe this is the next generation of it."
You need to come up with some kind of tragedy that happened after the guy, like after the guy read the free ebook and incorporated it into your ghost story tour.
Ghosts.
Yeah,
and then one day he'll actually show up and ask again, and people will be so freaked out. Like, there's the guy.
He'll be like, "The banks control everything." And he died right here in the fountain at Washington Square. That's where this happened. This was in the middle of a park where there are hundreds of dead bodies buried all around.
Philly is all dead bodies.
Yeah, Philly
has past and present.
We lead the league in production. Yeah. Always been really good at producing corpses. People used to pick up corpses and take them right there. But anyway, this dude gets this guy's ebook and he starts reading excerpts from it while we're walking on the tour. And the guy is a definite flat earther. Believes that the Truman Show is basically how humanity's running. That we're all being watched.
It's not.
And the sky's basically a canopy. And that we're in a giant TV studio and we're all being monitored all the time. And he's also Jesus. That's in a later chapter.
Nice.
And there's no such thing as gravity, which is related to the flat earth, explained earlier. He had some really good points in the book.
So isn't he running for office in the Libertarian Party in Florida?
There seems to be.
Isn't that Invictus?
Low barrier. Totally. Yeah, that's
it. Is Invictus a different person?
I thought he was running for Senate, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Invictus is running for Senate.
Yeah.
Tell us about Invictus.
Invictus was a chap who rose to political fame in 2015, and the chairman of the Libertarian Party in Florida, that huge, massive, powerful organization, quit. God forbid. Because this guy rose to power, and he has ties to the white power movement. And as soon as he emerged, there came this story about him going on this hike through the Mojave Desert, and then being so grateful afterward that he went and drank the ritually sacrificed a goat and drank its blood.
Now, when he was having ties to these white power movements, was it just beyond Cantwell? Because I know that he was like friends with Cantwell for a while.
Yeah, they were internet
beyond that.
But
Cantwell called you a homo today. We can't say the F word. I think
it rhymes with maggot and begins with an F.
Even if you are one, folks, you're not allowed to say it. But you got called
it's
one.
True. Yeah, which is fine.
By Cantwell.
I mean, you know. Yeah.
Well, he's a flaggot, and that's the word that another gay co-host of the Freedom Fiends coined, Derek J. coined for people who love the flag. And that guy's starting to love the flag. But this is Christmas. We're going to cut him a break. Don't you have a song? You have Invictus on the Fiend phone, and he's going to sing for us.
Indeed, we do have. We have Augustus here on the Fiend phone with my fake accent, because he also speaks in a fake accent. We wish it were not Invictus. We wish it were not Invictus. We wish it were not Invictus who were running this year. We wish it were not Invictus. We wish it were not Invictus. We wish it were not Invictus who was running this year. You better go vote. Drink blood from a goat. Vote for Augustus Invictus for the Senate this year. Come eat some fruitcake. His accent is fake. Biloxi plus Massachusetts is the sound peddling fear. We wish it were not Invictus. We wish it were not Invictus. We wish it were not Invictus who was running this year. Now he sits across a burning. He's got all the stomachs churning. Hey, hey, is our children learning in Florida this year? We wish it were not Invictus. We wish it were not Invictus. We wish it were not Invictus running this year. He won't go until there's pogroms. He won't go until there's pogroms. He won't go until there's pogroms to round you up, dear. We wish it were not Invictus. Blah, 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 blah. Now let's all go keep on voting. Now let's all go keep on voting. Now let's all go keep on voting, because it's different this year.
I like.
I think Trump would approve that. Yeah.
I would also like to announce a way that I was microaggressed, Michael Dean, and that is that I gave two of the best free. The last time I got paid my salary of buttons, I gave two of the better buttons: the state speeches, hate speech, and the buy sheep, on sheep, for sheep buttons to people who were Bernie supporters, on the grounds that they would wear them and like not understand anything. And it would be humorous. And then I saw these people again, and their button was not immediately visible. And I was, I would say, macro-aggressed. Yeah. But NAP violation. And if you're going to need to pass a test if you're going to get any of the better buttons. If you want a BIPCOP button, maybe you can have one if you're like a Bernie supporter. But if you want any of my stanky dank buttons, you're going to have to tell me that you want worm. You want toaster strudels filled with worms. That's going to be the code.
Ugh.
And you heard it here on Freedom Fiends, but come up to me and tell me that that's specifically what you want, and I'll give you some your choice of any of the buttons. Worm-filled toaster strudels.
What if somebody legitimately wants that?
Yeah, that's, I'll give them that, too. I'm a cook.
I love giving my friends the Guns N' Road pins, because they walk around thinking, oh, this is Guns N' Weed, yeah! If they only knew.
Well, the one that's just text that says gunsandweed.com, mm-hmm. Steve described as the skanky one or something. What did you say it was? Like the not good one? What was your term, Steve?
Swag.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what swag called here. But it's actually one of the most popular buttons.
Dank.
Like when they're, you know, sitting on a table at an event. And I do have back, I have the BIPCOT flag, the 3x5 foot flag. Got it back from Davy Barker. I'm still looking for a home for it, of someone who like tours and does events, who would actually display it regularly somewhere. I'll lend it to you indefinitely if there's someone out there like that.
I think I'm gonna have to get one made.
You could.
I don't know, man.
Give it to Ernie Hancock.
No, he won't do it. He's got
it.
he puts up his own. Yeah, I mean, he's a good guy, and we like him and stuff. But no, he goes into events and puts up his stuff to the point where it looks like it's his event.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know. That's why I mentioned him. Because it could be like one thing that he like adds to his repertoire.
No, I think he pays to do that. I think he has to pay to do that.
I bet you people who print flags take off Jim Jesus' birthday as a paid holiday.
I know.
The day that dude was born was a boon for their industry.
That's the day after Christmas. That's my birthday.
Yeah, you make flags like fraternities make T-shirts.
I'm actually like going to have these commit like fraternities commit game date rapes.
I'm actually going to have a copy of the Jeffrey Tucker Gadsden flag made and you throw it around as a contest. Hopefully someone will win it. But I got to think of a good contest idea. But it's definitely going to get made.
What's the caption on that one?
Don't take my McDonald's. Okay. And yeah, it's either that one or don't smoke pot around me. I haven't decided. I think I'm going in for the McDonald's one, and then I'm going to give it away in some kind of contest idea. I got to think of a good idea first.
A cuck test?
Yeah, a cuck test.
So let's discuss the word cuck.
Okay.
It's
we only got like 3 minutes left or something, though.
You only got
time?
You only got 15 minutes left?
Is that enough time to fully explore?
It's more than enough time. Well, for one thing, it's a cuss word with U-C-K in it. Which, you know, the other one is verboten in a lot of places, so it kind of replaces that. But it's also like, it's kind of the new, it started as conservatives, right? Saying something about...
They said cuck-servative, so if you didn't hate people who weren't white, you were a cuck-servative.
Yeah, but it's spread to libertarians, and I think to liberals. I think it's the new, just like, all-purpose, like... Like
D-bag.
You're a wussy, you know. Yeah. Kind
of. It's people who are anti-immigration libertarians. I don't know how that works, but
I've heard it used by people that don't understand that usage of it too, though. Because
a lot of people don't know what it means.
It just means.
And I think they'd be a little bit afraid, like once they figure out what it means. That I've been saying that this whole time.
You explained it to me on the show, and I was just like, really.
Yeah. So the meaning is a cuckold is someone who allows their wife to have sex with usually by a person of another race. But when it's used in the political sphere, it's usually meaning that you're allowing either the black president or non-white immigrants to come into the country and quote unquote rape our country.
Right. Because you consider the country your wife. Well, I mean, I definitely knew the kink version of it, or the not necessarily the racial component, but you know, like I knew that aspect of it forever, but I didn't know the new meaning of it.
No, to be cuckolded is not necessarily to allow it to happen. It's just it's happening.
It can happen behind your back. Yeah, like Jesus and like God and Joseph.
Yes.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean, available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.
Freedom Fiends. Now with 100% less Trump.
Thank goodness.
And we have a special event here. It's not Mariah Carey. It's her Mexican non-union equivalent.
Jennifer Lopez?
No. Miller Carey. To favor us with a Christmas song.
Miller Carey. So, first of all, thank you everybody for honoring my trans libertarian status. I've talked before on previous shows how, as a gender, I don't identify as male or female. I identify as a trans libertarian, which means that I have the belief and mindset of a libertarian, but stuck in the body of a.
Hang on a sec. You cut out there. You're the what? Start that whole thing again. Yep.
Yeah, I identify as a trans libertarian, and that basically means that while I have libertarian beliefs, I'm stuck in the non-neckbearded, physically fit body of a normal statist. And I don't prefer he or she when you when you use pronouns to describe me. I would prefer if you use libert he. L-I-B-E-R-T, capital H-E. Libert he went to the store, etc.
Wow.
Where's Miller Miller? I don't know where Libert he went. And if you don't do it, it's okay. It's like a really minor microaggression, but I would just prefer if everybody remembers that. So, anyway, everybody knows this was a big year for asking for money. As libertarian, the scams got a little more obvious this year. People were getting caught. It was a rough year for the police.
The people that weren't scamming, like me and Mark Edge, amped it up to the point where we were like almost as ridiculous as the scammers too. Or like right. sounded like, you know, people went, man, I'm going to not donate because of that. Hey, who knows the SpongeBob SquarePants song and can sing something to the tune of it?
I can.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send Jim something. We have a fan contribution. It's a song called Michael Worm Pants, and it's about me asking for donations. So I think we should pitch that in here. I'll send it to Jim while Steve Miller Carey sings a song.
Oh, I don't ask for much this Christmas. Just a couple thousand more. Just enough to buy a trailer to take on my long book tour. Libpaw will be reached somehow. Open up your wallets now. What more can I do? Please donate, and yes, this means you. I don't ask for much this Christmas. Please fulfill a desperate need. Oh, I just need some compensation for filling up your Twitter feed. Maybe you could float a loan, take a loan out on your home, just a grand or two. Please donate, and yes, this means you.
Jeez. Yay! Oh.
Yay! So are we doing this now?
Yeah,
are we doing this? Are we doing the thing? Are you ready, fiends?
To this Mr. Brody, I forget his name, somebody sent this. Yeah. A guy, Mr. Brody, wrote this piece, and I saved it so someone could perform it.
Are you ready, fiends?
Yes.
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, who lives in Wyoming, a mile above sea?
Michael Wormpants.
Who lives, sleep with the CPAP, and polyps has he?
Michael Wormpants.
If anarchist contest is something you wish.
Michael Wormpants.
Then donate some Bitcoin and torrent to stick.
Michael Wormpants.
Polyps.
Those should replace worms.
Yeah. Polyps.
Should replace worms. You just sign everything. Yeah. Like polyps. If someone's like, hey man, really liked your recent show. I'm like, thanks man, polyps.
That would look better on a button. Ask me about my polyps.
You don't have to ask Michael about his polyps.
He'll tell you.
Let me tell you about my polyps.
I'm just afraid of a cartoon that would go along with that button.
Yeah. We'll be back for hour two. Oh, the Freedom Fiends. Send us a dime with a fascia on the back of it.
Fascies.
Have them. Fascies. Yep.
But originally the term meant for Romans.
Yeah, originally the swastika was a sign of goodwill and fortune.
It's still there.
But no, the fascies were carried by, you know, look out, by here fascists. Comes power. Yeah.
And now it means fascism.
Yeah. No, I mean, same thing.
Remix.
They switched up.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Meow! Meow, meow, meow!
Reindeer warning, this is the Christmas Fiends sleigh casting through the libertarian re-edu-Jesus Center's density ion cannon high above our flat earth on a flat plane called LibPair 2017 in the Santa Centauri region. The Freedom Fiends is coveted by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments or Starbucks cup dispensers. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. Welcome, Fiends. This is Nima Vidati. This is the Freedom Fiends. We've got Steve Miller twice, Jim Jesus, and Lisa. What's your last name, Lisa?
DeLascio.
DeLascio. That's awesome. Yes. Where does that come from?
It's Italian.
Oh, cool. I'm part Italian.
The last show I was on, I was really drunk.
You know, the kid that did a show on the Freedom Fiends while he was high on OxyContin did a better job remembering her last name than you did. You're sober. So what's your excuse?
I haven't done a show in a long, long time. What kid was on high on OxyContin when he was doing the show?
Or can you not say? Nick Hazelton. Yeah. He had a tooth infection or dry.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And so they gave him pain medication and he had to do a show.
Nice. So, yeah. That was hilarious.
It was fun.
That can either be really funny or really not funny, depending on the situation.
Yeah. We have a lot of pillheads in my neighborhood, and they do this thing that they call Kensington Avenue Yoga, where they will, like, lean at impossible angles and put, like, all their body weight on the blade of one foot. As somebody who practices yoga on the regular, I have to say it's pretty impressive what they're able to do while under the influence of multiple pills.
Huh. So that's, like, a thing? Yeah. Like, they do that on purpose? Like, do better yoga by taking drugs? It's like steroids for yoga.
Well, though, yogis? It's not actual yoga. It's them leaning over because they're all dipped out. You see? It's a euphemism. We radio folk do that.
Sorry.
Yeah, see? Yeah, they don't all connect. They're not all winners, you know?
Yeah. Jim?
So I guess Black Science Man. Are you familiar with Black Science Man? We should talk about this. Just bring it up on you.
Black Science Man.
Neil deGrasse Tyson went on a rampage on Twitter today. Was it today? I think it was today. Talking about how there's so many scientific inaccuracies in Star Wars. Who'd have guessed it? Who really would have guessed it? He had a problem with BB-8 not being able to roll on sand because he's a smooth rolling spherical ball, and it just would have skidded around uncontrollably. The TIE fighters make the same noise in space as they do in an atmosphere. Let's see, that repeats the Millennium Falcon boasts completing a Kessel run under 12 parsecs, and I guess that just means light years, which light years is not a measurement of time, it's a measurement of distance. And if you were to stick all of the star's energy into your planet would vaporize. But there was a problem with that one. They didn't suck it into a planet, they sucked it into a weapon. but who would have guessed that Star Wars would have had some scientific inaccuracies? I mean, where people are stopping lasers with their minds, we're worried about scientific inaccuracies, right?
He threw some fun facts in there, too. He tweeted that the lead character snacks on what includes Romanescu broccoli, nature's only fractal food. Did you guys know that? Only Black Science Man knows that.
It was in an apple, I believe, right?
I didn't see the movie.
Okay.
I know that's like not fashionable to say. Like that's the new vegan. If you say I haven't seen the Star Wars,
you hipster.
But I actually haven't. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a hipster. I have kids, man. I can't see movies yet. They're too young. I thought about taking my daughter to see the new Star Wars, and that could be like her first movie, and like instill wonder and awe. But I don't know if like heads get chopped off or something. Like I'm actually like thinking about censoring it from her.
Don't instill wonder and awe in your children. It makes them really difficult to contain.
Yeah. Does it? Do you have kids?
Yeah. Huh?
Do you have kids?
Yo, if Cambodian dudes got pregnant, I would have like 60 kids.
Like dudes in Cambodia or dudes from Cambodia?
Dudes from Cambodia. Well, man, no. Once you go Asian, you never go Caucasian, Nima.
It's good to know.
Yeah.
Do they have like a Grindr subsection of Cambodian men?
If you pay the for Grindr premium, which I'm not gonna say I've never done, you can search by race, which makes it really popular
really?
In Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You have to pay
only
more
you
to
and Chris
can't
well know that in the Liberty.
Yeah. I'm like, man, do I buy a the right stuff .biz premium membership or do I buy Grindr Extra and Cash Problems?
That's great. So do you follow Black Science Man on Twitter, Jim, or did somebody point this out to you?
This was a NBC News article. NBC thought it must have been a slow news day today. So they did an article about how someone was raging on Twitter about the scientific inaccuracies of what is essentially Lord of the Rings of space, right? Yeah.
there's a joke account called Black Science Man that has the same picture that he uses on his Twitter feed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna follow that too.
Yeah.
Black Science Man at Black Science Guy.
Yeah. I don't know why they would do a news article about this. I mean, we all kind of knew that Star Wars wasn't going to be scientifically accurate. I mean, again, like this is where people are stopping laser beams with their mind, right? Or deflecting them with their hand.
If you let Neil deGrasse Tyson peer review your scientific article, does that make you a science cuck?
Boom.
I don't know. That's good.
I kind of love science.
That's good.
That's oh, boy.
Meme that now. That's dank.
Yeah.
Stanky dank.
I don't know why that clicks so much. Like, the first time I heard somebody say dank meme, it just like, he's like, yeah, that's perfect. Saying that itself was dank. Who came up with that? Is there like a Know Your Meme where we could find the first use of dank for memes?
Oh, I guarantee it was somewhere on Reddit. I guarantee it. It's really? Such a Reddit thing. Yeah, it sounds like a Reddit thing.
I'll stop.
Reddit's terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, it is the worst.
Unless you're saying it ironically, then it's okay. Because then you're a hipster, and that's okay.
They gave you Neil deGrasse, too. My mom calls him Neil the Grass Tyson.
That's dank right there. I don't get Reddit. Like, I feel like
science isn't about observation and testing. It's about getting high and looking at the stars. Quote Black Science Man.
Well, then I would actually kind of like dig science if that was science. As it is now, I dig my flat Earth. I want to just lay on you, it and do yoga.
See, we got into an argument during one of the commercial breaks. And now it's boiling over onto the air.
When it comes to this conspiracy about the Earth's shape, I'm sorry, it's not as cool as the Hollow Earth people. The Hollow Earth people are like the creme de la creme of crazy.
Your head's Hollow Earth.
Yeah, people who think that the inside of the Earth is hollow, and that there's people living inside of that Hollow Earth who are lizard space Jews, interdimensional, shape-shifting lizard space Jews who actually control the country, and actually George Bush and his dad. And they shape shift on camera, and you can only see it if it's bad quality video. And
hollow
and
is the new flat, right?
Yeah, hollow is the new flat. Actually, hollow was before flat. I mean, these guys, they were questioning the Earth before it was cool.
From hollow is the new flat is a show about a guy who goes to prison for harassing a ghost tour about his flat Earth book.
Hey, buddy, can you spare some ebooks?
I think I've seen the memes where it's got like George H.W. Bush's face, and then it's like zooms in on his eye, and they say, look, it's like a vertical slit or something.
So yeah.
That's not a human eye, that's a lizard eye.
That's a lizard eye. He's a reptoid.
And I've seen people say the same thing about Steve-O from Jack Butt. I don't know if I can say that, the name of that show. But yeah.
I'd buy it with Steve-O.
Yeah, Steve-O is a secret reptilian Jew who controls the world.
That's what they did. They emerged from
and lives inside the Hollow Earth. Yeah.
Took human form, and the first thing they did is they are. We need to get a prank show on MTV. And have midgets drink milk until they vomit, and that's how we acquire control of the FBI. That sounds like a planet legit. Activist would hatch. I had a guy tell me that his plan was to come to Occupy Philly, never get evicted from Occupy Philly because would have 10,000 people come to defend the fortress at Occupy Philly, and then he would use that to end human judgment, like the thing in your head where like you judge one thing as being something, so you never judge anything. And he was going to do this via activism, and yeah, acquiring control of the government via MTV is kind of the same thing, but you know, whatevs.
People have had stranger plans. So, yeah. this Hollow Earth thing, I mean, that's like no stranger than Scientology or something, though, right? I mean, aren't there,
Scientology is not
stranger.
Yeah, Scientology is pretty strange, but it's not that strange.
So, are all other things equal? Like, is there still a Mars and a space and a sun to the Hollow Earthers? It's just there's no core of the Earth. There's no liquid.
Yeah, there's
magma.
Just no core of the Earth. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, where the flat earthers, where they think the moon is also flat and is transparent.
Why is it transparent?
One of the first people that ever...
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. I've never seen anything through the moon. So
don't they also think that like Antarctica is the wall? It's like the ice wall that encapsulates us all.
That's why the government's there.
And the government's there to make sure
keep you out.
Or flying over it.
Yeah, you can't fly over it
with their anti-aircraft guns. It's their no-fly zone. The ultimate no-fly zone. Because what's on the other side? Nobody knows. That's the conspiracy. Why don't they do an expedition? Why doesn't Jeff Berwick fund a sailboat trip to Antarctica to tap the wall?
Antarctopolco.
The biggest destination ever. I don't.
I'm pretty sure he would do it, but I guess last time I checked, he was in bars hitting on chicks and getting punched by dude bros.
Yeah, it's like that Southwest commercial. Ding, want to get away? Leave the flat Earth. Go to the other side.
Trips to the flat translucent moon. Hashtag please donate.
Yeah, are you a moon truther? I don't think the moon happened.
The moon is just not. It's not a thing.
Yeah, nah. I don't think the moon happened. Well, okay. So, yeah. See, this just shows,
it's a hologram.
Once you open yourself up to certain ideas, other ideas flow from it. And once I became an A-Lincolnist, the world was just my oyster. And now I'm asking all kinds of questions.
I got to know more about this. We'll be back after this trip to the market.
Meow!
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Are you sick of peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
I heard there was like a secret plan by Bill Murray in order to get that Wu-Tang album from that.
I was trying to figure that out. Like, I couldn't tell from reading the article. Is there like a clause in the contract that the RZA drew up saying Bill Murray is the only one allowed to steal the album?
I couldn't tell. I hope so. That would be fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah, because then he could like do it, and they could do like a reality movie about it instead of just a show. Like he goes and gets the MacGuffin Wu-Tang album, only one in existence, from the evil villain, whatever Shrilecki his name is. How do you say his name?
Don't ask me. I don't know.
Everybody calls him Big Pharma Guy. Shrilecki?
Yeah, the guy that came in, bought this company, this drug company, and took the, the AIDS medication and from, what is it? I think it was like $13 a pill to like $700 a pill or something.
How does that make you feel, Steve Miller?
I don't have any feels. They were all killed by the internet. I'm done having feelings about anything. I got too worked up for Obama. I invested my heart and soul in getting into the artist for Bernie Page. And then, you know, I posted what I did for Bernie today. I give him money so that he can get money out of politics. And I just don't know what else to do. I'm at my wit's end.
I'm sorry.
Basically in tears over not getting out of the Artist for Birdie page because it's my one Christmas wish. And this is that I want to be a twinkle in Bernie Sanders' eye.
Did they really figure out your troll status? Is this a real thing?
I don't know if it was that or if it was my extreme beliefs.
I'm sure it was in the DNC logs for Hillary Clinton that he got access to. I think that's what that was all about, was just finding out whether or not Miller was a troll.
Lincoln was a Republican. Wouldn't it benefit them if I don't believe Lincoln existed? Because it's that. Yeah, it's that, and that I, and that I believe that the Twin Towers are still standing, and it's like the Emperor's new clothes, and that if you look really hard, you could still see the Twin Towers.
So what are the blurry photos with red arrows and circles of Lincoln not existing look like? Like, do they say, where's the top hat?
Hey, how about instead of that, how about you find me two pictures where Lincoln looks the same? Because you can't. They don't exist. Lincoln conveniently gets killed off right around the time photography comes into widespread adaptation. But, that's just a coincidence, you know. Yep.
I feel like I read something on Lou Rockwell's blog 5 years ago claiming that that Lincoln was horrendously ugly. And so he was like the first guy to really get his pictures photoshopped. I guess you wouldn't call it that back then. But had all his photographs tweaked so he didn't look so horrendously ugly. But that falls right into your hands, Miller.
Or because he's a committee of people.
Because
it's not one person. Of Lincolns. So it depends which Lincoln you have going out that day.
Like there was Michael probably a closet full of
top hats and like super extra long tall suits, and they just had a basketball team of tall dudes like ready to send them out to multiple locations. Because what are they going to do? There's no phones. There's no mass communication. You could send out the president to 10 different cities at once. And they knew this, and they made it a big thing. And I have the documents. And by the documents, I mean thoughts that I'm going to share on YouTube.
Are you going to slam your papers on the table? Don't you have them?
I think you're wrong here. I think that he was real, but I think that he died, and they had a body double replace him, just like they did Paul McCartney. And you can't prove me wrong because reasons.
I mean, on the one hand, there's dental records, but there's... Oh, wait, no, there's not, because they don't...
To what end, Steve? Why? Why this whole?
Because
ruse?
It gives people a hero. Because instead of saying, "Hey, you liberate yourselves," it says, "Hey, you were all freed by this magical 6'5" man with a beard who had some wise sayings, and you just need to wait around for some government agent with a wise saying to come, and he'll set you free. But by all means, don't free yourself. And you look at the penny and look at the $5 bill and be a slave forever. That's what's saying. Every time someone, like, you don't even realize like how insidious Lincoln has become in our culture.
It's and you can't argue with money.
No, you can't. You can't argue with an A Lincolnist. I'm one of the new A Lincolnists too. If you tell me you believe in Lincoln, I get right in your face.
Have you written an ebook about it? Will you give it to me for free?
If you take a ghost tour.
Is this like your ghost tour, or do you work for somebody?
I work for somebody. Oh. Yeah, my reviews are good though.
How easy would it be to do your own though? Like, it's just you walking people around a tour, right?
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be all that difficult. But you need to market it. And you need to sell like the tickets consistently. That's the main thing.
Okay. Let somebody else do that for you.
Yeah.
You should do a fake Abe Lincoln tour.
What do you mean? That's the most redundant thing I've ever heard. Like a fake. an Abe Lincoln tour by its very nature would be fake. Yeah.
You go to Illinois and you drive around and show people all the evidence of your fake Lincoln theory.
Yeah. Land of Lincoln, land of lies.
There you go.
That's the name of the tour.
I got that. Okay, we'll be back.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Want to contribute to Liberty but short on cash? You can help the Freedom Fiends without even spending a post-1964 dime.
Download uTorrent and start seeding Fiends episodes and DVDs to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. There you'll find our Torrent RSS feed and instructions to grab past episodes and automatically download new ones, even while you're away from the computer. You'll also get special episodes of The Fiends days or even weeks before regular podcast subscribers who aren't torrenting. Leave your computer on, seeding the torrents while you're at work or asleep. The more people seeding The Fiends, the more drone-proof we'll be when the boot comes down.
I got free tickets to go see Penn and Teller, and you guys don't.
Your gloat is hollow. But tell us, how?
I think that was the point. So, United Blood Services, which is a, I guess it's an organization that collects blood donations. I don't know if they're anywhere else in the country. I don't know. But I don't know if they're anywhere else in the country. But if you do it here in Vegas, they give away 2 free tickets to go see Penn and Teller. And I do this every year if I get an opportunity to do it. And I did this year, so I was like, great. And now I'm actually able to go see him. Last time I ended up getting tickets, we ended up having the same off nights, and I was never able to get a night off to go see him unless I was sick, and then I couldn't go see him anyway.
You had to get blood in order to get the free tickets?
Yeah, that's and unfortunately, cool. You can't do it. Sorry, Steve. What? Because
for like 30 because, reasons. I wrote down that question.
He has sex with guys.
I take off like 30 things on that list. I'm like, wait. Paid for someone for sex with food? Done it.
Wait, what was the food? I got to know that. Which time, I guess. Yeah. How many different foods?
It wasn't tacos.
It was a can of Dave's soda. And here's a little economics tip for everybody listening to the Freedom Fiends right now. You can often tell where the economy is by turning on the Maury Povich show and seeing what the wayward teens are having sex for. Because when the economy's good, they'll be like, I don't care, I'll have sex for a cheeseburger. Da-da-da-da. And then in the middle of a recession, they'll be like, I don't care, I'll have sex for a can of soda. And it's like, ooh, dang, it used to be an entire cheeseburger. That's like $3. And now, like, you're willing to give it up for a can of Dave's soda. It was 50 cents, but I mean, you know, the job market was tight, so.
Or like one of those fruit jugs with like the fake colored water in it with sugar. You guys remember those? The little plastic
during
jugs?
The Depression.
The foil. Yeah.
And then you reuse it as a cup.
Yes.
I hope you're talking about Tampico, because I still love that stuff. It's only $1.
Tampico is like fake Sunny D, right?
Right. It's
like
it's one step down from Sunny D.
It's the Las Vegas of beverages.
Hey, I'll have you know, I'm very proud of my area. I'm
spoken
a Vegas nationalist.
By a man who lives in North Philadelphia.
I'm an anarcho Las Vegas nationalist. Is that the?
It's good to have an identity.
Yeah.
So do you have to go see Penn and Teller the same day you give blood? Or do you get like an extra ticket?
No. What they do is they give you a voucher and it's good. But you can't go and redeem it until next year. The first of the year is when you're gonna, first of the year, I think it goes on until August.
I thought it was like really clever, like have their whole audience be like kinda loopy from just having given blood. They'd laugh easier.
That'd be great, and we got to eat free cookies the entire show. That'd be great.
Yeah. Why not? Wait, free juice and cookies. Is it a magic show still, or is it just talking?
It's a comedy magic. It's probably the best show on the strip, from what I hear.
So yeah, if you'd just given blood, you'd laugh easier, and you'd believe the magic easier.
You wouldn't question everything. Like,
it would take.
How did
less,
he get in
oh,
that box?
That's why they don't do it, because it would take less alcohol to get you drunk, so you'd drink less.
Yeah,
that's why
they
don't do it. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, because they do have their own bar. So,
I see. Did you grow up in Vegas? Like, is that an accident of birth, or did you like decide that you wanted to live in Las Vegas?
I decided I want to live in Vegas because I love California and I love all the things that California has, but the problem is it's too damn expensive and I can't have a gun. So so Vegas was that alternative. It's no taxes, but you gotta have a lot more sun, which I can deal with. Well, there's not no taxes. There's a whole lot less taxes, and I get to have guns. And apparently we can have weed, but that's not my thing. But you know, if that's what you're into, we're
that's
getting
half the road to freedom.
Yeah, we're almost there. We're almost getting all the dispensaries.
Yeah, you can have both pieces. Yeah. So I don't know where I was going with that. Miller?
Guns and road, the road to Las Vegas, right? Guns and weed. Sorry, guns and weed.
The road to Vegas.
Weed to freedom. Yeah, the weed to freedom.
Oh yeah.
We also got hookers and blackjack too. So yeah. Well, not in Vegas, but outside you can get hookers.
Is that because of what's his face, Harry Reid?
No, they. I wish I could pin it on him. That'd be great. But unfortunately, what they tried to do is they tried to Mickey Mouse the town by having it more like family oriented. So a long time ago, they said, "Okay, we're going to get rid of the prostitution and have it geared more towards child entertainment." So they got rid of a lot of this stuff. And one of the things they did is they said any county that has more than, I think 10,000 people can't have legal brothels. But the next county over, you can. And
so the only brothels are
where I have my PO box.
Nobody wants to live, and it's like small town hookers that nobody would want to.
Oh no! They're not
PO box. But you have a PO box. PO stands for prostitute.
You know from experience,
right?
Yeah. Dude. Pat on the back.
Not yet. Hashtag please donate, and I could do a whole show about how great it is. And until then, I'm not shelling out thousands of dollars for one night with an ex porn star. I'm all right with that. So.
You should live tweet it when it happens. Somebody live tweeted porno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she got on top of me. Hashtag awesome.
That's great.
Brothels,
I went to Vegas, I guess, 3 or 4 years ago. And when I was a kid, my dad used to take me all the time, and I loved it because I was a kid. You know, you just run around and see dolphins and volcanoes and fake pirates singing horribly. But when I was a grown-up, everybody is pitching at you constantly. Like, you are never not having somebody come up to you and try to sell you something. And they feel so slick and scammy the whole time. And they try to get you to move from the hotel you're at to go to a different hotel because they're going to give you a free breakfast. They just need your credit card for a little bit. And all this kind of ridiculous stuff. And I had to be on guard the whole time, man. Like, if you're a local, do you know how to avoid that? Or is that just something you shrug off?
Yeah, you just... stay away from the strip. Stay away from it like it's a plague. Unless your friends are coming down to visit, then you're like, okay, let me show you Dick's Last Resort. It's the best restaurant. But then when they're gone, you're like, I'm going to avoid that place like the plague. And instead, you go to places like casinos or the Red Rock, the places that are more geared towards locals. And they have awesome buffets. They have better buffets off strip than they do on strip. And they're cheaper too. Yeah.
Okay. My favorite off strip place was Terrible's, and it got renamed.
The Terrible's
is my place. Yeah, Terrible's Casino.
Yeah, they run gas stations. Yeah,
yeah.
Terrible's.
Terrible's also had a casino. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
then they renamed it. Yeah, really the Silver Table
Limits, and it was always like the most like, there was this dude who was teaching me how to play blackjack at Terrible's when I was like 19 years old, and he had a lazy eye.
Okay.
That's what I remember. That had never hit on soft 16.
Yeah.
Glad you learned your lesson.
The lessons we learned.
Does Trump have any properties in Vegas?
Yeah, he's got there's a Trump Tower here in Vegas. There's no casino in it. It's just a hotel. And I went in there thinking there would be at least a casino. No, it's just a bar, a doorman, and a hall. That's it.
So do him and Sheldon Adelson hate each other, or are they like buds?
I don't know who that is. Who?
The guy who's like the big casino magnate that like runs all the fundraising for the Republicans. They all have to like go kiss his feet to be anointed.
I don't know who that
Sheldon
is.
Sheldon Adelson? No.
But the reverse side of that coin would be Steve Wynn, but he's a Democrat, which is interesting because last year he spent a whole bunch of money funding Republicans in order to get Obama out because he thought he was so terrible. Even the Democrat was like, no, Obama's terrible. But
Obama.
That didn't work.
Yeah. Man, it's almost like voting doesn't work.
You would think. You would think. It seems as that way. I'm not sure. We'll see. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
But,
weird.
Yeah. I love Vegas. Just stay away from the strip. Unless you're going to White Castle, you have friends over. Yeah. Because we have the only White Castle this side of the Mississippi.
I had. So.
Is that a good thing?
Yes.
You have a Jollibee, too.
I don't know what that is.
That's Filipino fast food. You should go. It's really good. Jollibee. Jollibee.
Do they have a combo that's also a brothel?
It is full of fat Filipino men. Jollibee. You go in Jollibee and it is sumo sexual heaven. I've considered going to Vegas just to sit in Jollibee for like hours upon hours.
Yeah, but I still say that the best restaurant.
Did you coin that or is that a thing?
Oh, that's my go-to identity. Yeah.
I thought you were trans libertarian.
I didn't say gender identity. Pay attention. See, okay.
You're misgendering him now.
I'm triggered.
You literally ruined his week.
I'm misgendering. Okay. Yeah. Liberty is very triggered.
There was a warning. It's at the beginning of the show. Liberty.
I'm macro aggressed. It made interest. Now it's grown to macro aggression. I used to be 100% micro aggressed. Now with inflation, it's hard for me to make up on that. That's why I need 15.
So for hashtag sumo sexual, the first two tweets are you and James Babb.
That sounds about right.
But the best, if you ever come to Vegas and you want to go to a good restaurant, go to Dick's Last Resort. It's at the Excalibur, and the waiters there are really polite and nice, and they offer great service, and they would never do anything wrong to upset your meal. And you should definitely go and ignore the warning that they give you when you enter the door. Stuff about them being a concept restaurant and being rude, that's just a joke. They're really nice people, and you should go there. And, definitely. Yeah.
I got it. So it's one of those places.
Yeah, it's one of those places where the service is really good and the waiters are very polite.
Nice. They would never put a kick me sign on the back of somebody on crutches ever there.
No, they would definitely not. Mm-hmm. There would definitely not be a fat guy with taco tattooed on his stomach giving women lap dances. And there definitely would not be paper hats with gay jokes on them making fun of you. There definitely wouldn't be any of that stuff. There wouldn't be any insults or cussings or anything like that. It's definitely a family. It's an Excalibur. Of course, it's got to be a family restaurant, right?
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah. If you ask for silverware, they're not going to draw it on the paper on the table. They're going to bring you real silverware.
Yeah, and they're not going to throw it on the counter, throw it on the table and say, get it yourself.
Nope.
Definitely wouldn't tell you, you want to know what drinks we have? Read it. I'm not your mom. They would never do anything like that, ever.
Never.
Yeah. Did you guys ever watch Tim and Eric's awesome show, Great Job?
Who hasn't?
Okay, great. This reminds me of Gravy Robbers. Do you remember Gravy Robbers?
No.
No, okay. It was a concept restaurant. It reminds me of this Dick's thing where there were little guys in striped suits like the Hamburglar, and they would come and try to steal the gravy off of your table. And mission of your night there was to not get your gravy stolen. So hopefully you guys don't get your gravy stolen. We will be back from this trip to the gravy store.
Water? You want water? We're in the middle of the desert. This is a drought. What are you doing? Get out of my restaurant. Water.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Anti-war, pro-free market. That's Antiwar.com.
Freedom Fiends. We are back here with our final segment. And folks, I've written a poem for you this Christmas. as a little gift for me to all of you at Freedom Fiend Nation. You've made my 2015 so wonderful. And you light up my life. You blow up my Twitter feed. And I am going to read you this poem that I wrote. 'Twas the night before Libpar, when all throughout Keene, the meter maids were hiding, nowhere to be seen. The bug-out bags hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that Ancapistan soon would be there. The activists nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of liberty danced in their heads. And they, with their neckbeards and cops caught on tape, had just settled down for a long winter's vape. When out on a lawn there arose such a noise, I assumed it was other adults acting like boys. Away to the window I flew like a cop, tore open the shutters and told them to stop. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering why I should appear but Dr. Ron Paul on a sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer with a little old driver, unfamiliar with snow. I knew right then it must be Dr. No. More rapid than eagles, his freedom fiends came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Nima, now Babby, now Randy and Dean, Diana's and Chandler and Lou Sanderfeen, Vinat and Hugo and Nick, like you all, you're yak farmers, yak farmers, yak farmers all. And then on a radio, I heard Michael Dean, one lung as he cheered on each one freedom fiend. And I drew in my head and was turning around when Murray Rothbard himself came in with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his foot to his head. I said, "Wow, Murray, you're back from the dead." A bundle of books he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes so bespectacled, his dimples how merry. Rothbard on loan from the town mortuary. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and I wonder if Ludwig von Mises would show. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teether, and he filled up his vape pipe with some fresh reefer. He had a thin face and a long lecture plan about how he'd come to a bottle from the land. But he was chubby and plump, an Austrian zombie. I laughed when I saw him, and no words rhyme with zombie. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had no cops to dread. He spoke not a word, but he went straight to work and filled all the bookshelves and turned with a jerk. He pointed his finger, then put it aside, and right at that moment, every last state has died. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team he gave terms. Murray stopped them and asked them about their worms, but I heard them exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, except for the alt-right."
Whoever wrote that was a cook.
That was me. And I'm on the cuck list. It's 100% confirmed.
Only Murray can cuck you.
Yeah.
I can't, but no Murray impressions. Like, well, I got a bunch of books for you. Well, that's really great.
Go on. There's got to be more.
Well, there's some epistemological problems with what you're proposing, and I think if you just take some time to think about them, you'll be in time. By the way, is anyone down for some D&D? I think we should play a game right now.
That's great.
Okay.
Earlier today I made a Mises meme that said 10 minutes into Austrian economics and chill, he gives you this look. And I think I could probably make one for Rothbard too. I'll put that on my to troll list for tomorrow.
It's gotta be D&D and chill. Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but this guy, he was really into D&D. Like, really into D&D.
Well, yeah. A lot of the economists are into game theory and things like that too. That actually makes a lot of sense.
game theory. I see what you did there.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everyone, in Freedom Fiends Land.
Moral of the story is, don't call people cucks.
Yeah.
Because that's what stupid people do.
Try to keep it to maybe 10 uses a day.
Yeah. And I won't call you a statist.
And that includes the internet. And that includes the internet.
Moral was to always call people cucks, because it's hilarious.
And also remember that a cloud does not put out the sun.
What puts out the sun?
not a cloud.
Ah, I got you there. You don't have the documents.
I guess I got told. I'm just watching now. I'm a cock.
Is there a gay version of cuck?
Yeah, it's called everyone.